What were the strengths and weaknesses of the Weimar Republic? The Weimar Republic was the result of a revolutionary mass movement that toppled the Hohenzollern monarchy at the end of 4 years of total war, when the soldiers in the field army and the sailors in the high sea fleet in Kiel ignored orders and formed soldiers' councils in November 1918, they were keen to establish a democratic system which would provide justice and social equality for the working masses. Hopes for a substantial social transformation of the capitalist economy were dashed by the decision of the Reich Congress of Councils in Berlin on 16 December 1918 to authorize the election of a national constituent assembly, which would then draw up a constitution. The assembly gathered in the small Thuringian town of Weimar, avoiding the upheaval of violent clashes between the radical left Spartacists and Free Corps in the capital Berlin. When the Weimar Constitution was finally approved on 11 August 1919, it based the Republic on a liberal, progressive political system that combined a parliamentary democracy based on proportional representation and universal suffrage, including for women, with some plebiscitary elements. As I will try to explain using a number of examples, the strengths of the system were also its weaknesses.